Fans of indie rock here in Fayetteville are rejoicing because Clunk Presents is bringing shows back to Fayetteville. Chris Selby, who also goes by Clunk, has been a veteran of the independent music scene here in Fayetteville.
Had a record store for 10 years, Clunk Records, and a music hall for 4.5. Retired from all that in 2005. Became an electrician. Retired from that. Now I deliver food, and I'm about to start booking shows again. And I got a show coming up Thursday, December 15th, with Morning Teleportation from Portland, Oregon, at the Dixon Theater.
Tell us a little bit more about why you decided you're going to book shows again.
Well, when I was an electrician doing construction work, I kind of got out of it because the early hours and the hard physical labor, and just kind of removed myself from going to shows and being a social and everything. And then when I finished up with that, got laid off, started my own little food delivery company, decided it was time to start, you know, doing shows again, because I always had a lot of fun doing that, bringing different bands to towns for people to check out, and it kind of just gave me something interesting to do. Makes me happy and stresses me out really badly sometimes.
Selby plans to fill a void in the current music scene.
I think George's is doing, you know, some bigger shows that I would like to see, you know, like Dinosaur Jr. comes through, Dr. Dog, you know, there's different bands every once in a while that come through. And then there's some other, you know, smaller punk and indie bands coming through, but there's not the bands kind of in the middle. You know, there's a $20 ticket and a $3 ticket show, but there's not the $8 to $10 show of the band that's, you know, on their way up or whatever, and just people know, and I don't know, just it seems like there's just a kind of a hole for that type of show right now.
The all-ages venue, Clunk Music Hall, was on College Avenue, and it brought through acts like Modest Mouse and La Savie Fave. Ultimately, the venue proved unsustainable for Selby, and he decided he had to close. Selby explains how it all started and how it all eventually came to an end.
Well, I was already booking shows different places, like at the Greek Theater, did some stuff at the Skate Station, we did a lot of house shows and stuff back then. And I already had a little record store, a very small record store, Clunk Records. And, you know, there were a lot of people around then and a lot of bands, and just thought, man, if we just had our own venue where we did our stuff, did all ages shows, it would be really awesome. And, you know, lots of kids would get to see bands, bring different people to town. So I just jumped in, rented a place, and went from there. So, yeah, looking back, it was kind of a ridiculous move, but I'm glad I did it.
And why did you eventually decide that it wasn't sustainable?
It was kind of a lull in the music scene, as far as there weren't quite as many bands, and the draw for bands, local bands, wasn't as good. It was just like losing money. And so it was just time to shut it down, because couldn't afford to pay the rent anymore. And, you know, and I think at one point there were so many bigger bands coming through that hadn't come before. People get a little spoiled. You get too many shows coming through, and there's no way to sustain it, no matter how much people want to. It's just, yeah, too much for one town to handle. So they'll be like, oh, I'm not going to go see this band tonight, because I'm going to go see this band I really, really want to see more a couple nights later. And people take less chances on seeing stuff that they weren't, you know, ultra familiar with.
And how often are you planning on bringing shows to Fayetteville?
Once every month or two, I'll bring a band in, you know, and if no one I want to do a show with is coming through for 3 or 4 months, I may not have a show, but hopefully every month or two, I'll find something I really like and I think will do well here, and, you know, people should see. So it's pretty much the plan. Keep it on a hobby level.
Selby plans to make music booking a hobby. His bread and butter remains Clunk's Hungry Express Wagon, or CHEW, which is a local food delivery service that he started when he was laid off as an electrician. How's the food delivery business going?
Oh, the food delivery business is awesome. If you're hungry, call me, 283-7655. Bring you something to eat.
How did you come up with the idea for this?
I'd been laid off for a couple months from being an electrician, and I think we were watching a basketball game, NBA basketball game, and we're pretty hungry. It was no time to, you couldn't take any time off from the game, and no one wanted to eat what was currently available for delivery. So, like, the light bulb went off, and I was like, that's a real simple idea. I'll bring people food for a fee. And then, yeah, it, seriously, like, within a few days, I was doing it.
A downtown food delivery service and more independent music coming through Northwest Arkansas, thanks to Chris Selby. Klunk Presents' first show in over 5.5 years is Morning Teleportation, and that happens on December 15th at the Dixon Theater in Fayetteville. It's an 18-plus show. In closing, let's listen to Morning Teleportation's Expanding Anyway. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
Boundaries of love, my heart to play.